All right, fighters, what's going on? Welcome to 5 a.m. Fight. Today, I want to go down and dirty, quick, and in your face on a topic that comes up quite a bit, on a problem that comes up quite a bit, on a question that I was just asked once again in our private Facebook group. And real quick, if you're not part of that Facebook group yet, head to thecontractorfight.com/Facebook, and you come into the group, and within 24 hours, you own your crap, and we let you stay. Otherwise, we axe your ass out of the group. All right, so listen, got a question here. We're actually doing a cool Monday night live Facebook calls on different topics within the free group. It's pretty cool. And this coming Monday, I guess, which will be the 17th, so you will not, this will come out after you guys, after this episode or that live we're doing. We're going to be talking about just the ins and outs, the why behind getting a 50% gross profit. And one of the questions that came our way was, what's the best way? And this is what the topic is here today, guys. What's the best way to explain to existing customers that my rates have gone up when I've already provided a top-notch job for a cheap price in the past? So many contractors, so many business owners in general, get all puckered up. Their sphincters get all tight and they start to sweat and their body starts to shake because they know deep down, you need to raise your damn prices. But quite frankly, you're being a pussy, okay? Because you believe that the customer has the power. You believe that they are in control of your damn business. And this is rooted in fear because you think, well, my God, if I raise my price, they'll leave and I won't have any fucking money. All right. So here's the deal. Reason you're afraid of this, there's two things, okay? Number one, you probably are doing a shitty job marketing your business, because when you don't have a lot of leads coming in, you turn into a fucking pussy when it comes to your pricing. I'm just telling you right now, okay? You become a big wuss if you don't have a lot of leads coming in. So if you don't got your marketing dialed in, and I'll tell you right now, if you're a specialty contractor, like a painter, flooring guy, guys like that, home builders, remodelers, there's a different standard here, okay? Okay, but if you're a specialty contractor where your jobs are a day, 3 days, 5 days, 7 days, something like that, boom, 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 you're done. Guys, if you're not getting like 3 leads a day, you're fucked. You should have like 80 to 90 leads a month for your fucking business if you want to kick some freaking ass, all right? So you can tell I get pissed about this. That's why we created our marketing bootcamp. Go to thecontractorfight.com, marketing, /marketing-boot-camp, all right? Over 15 training videos there, how to market your damn business, and most of this shit doesn't involve any money. So we solve a lot of problems there. So number one, if you're worried about explaining to your customers why your rates have gone up because you're afraid they're all going to leave you, then you got to look at your marketing, okay? And guys, so what's the best way? This guy's asking, what's the best way to explain to them? You just tell them, okay? You don't defend it. You don't make a big deal out of it. All right, guys, I remember for every year, fucking Benjamin Moore and Sherwin Williams in the painting industry felt like every 6 months they were sending a letter. Hey, due to increased costs of, fucking raw materials and shit, there's a price increase coming in the next 30 days. We'll see you guys later. They didn't fucking explain it. They didn't justify it other than, hey, shit's costing more, so we're going to cost more. Okay? So, guys, when you realize that you need to raise your rates, when you realize you really need to raise your prices, you simply raise them. That's it. Okay. So if you're bidding hardwood floors today at, you know, whatever, and you need to raise it by whatever, you just start doing it. And when a past customer, okay, I'm going to give you a line here and then we're going to get out of here. When a past customer or your GC that you're working for, or whatever it is, when they say to you, my God, you know, you raised your prices. You were so much cheaper last time. I can't pay this, blah, blah, blah. Just go, yeah, I get it. I had to raise my prices. I got some education in business. And the crazy thing was, is I was pricing my work to go out of business. So if I want to stay in business, I have to raise my prices. So what do you think our next move is here? And then you're done. You're done. Don't say anything more than that, guys. You don't need to. You're wasting your damn oxygen. Be confident in your pricing. Be secure in where you're going and what your goals are. Let me tell you a quick story here. I coached a landscape guy many, many years ago, and he has a lawn cutting division. He's like $1.5 million company at the time. And I think at the time he had a, if memory serves properly, this is like back in 20, I don't know what it was, long time ago. He had like 100 weekly cuts to do. By the time we broke down what he was really making on a cut, and I think at the time he was charging $40 a cut, the price is irrelevant to tell you the truth. It's the profit, right? So anyway, we looked at the math and the math said, this ain't worth it. And I said, what do you think we should do? And he's like, well, I should raise my prices a little bit. I said, how much? And you know, he was like, probably 20%. I said, well, okay, let's pretend all these people were at 20%. Well, let's reverse engineer the math. Make a long story short, guys, we ended up doubling his prices. Okay. Because he realized that if he's going to be running around, in addition to all the other landscaping stuff that he did, he was going to be running around having a crew cut 100 lawns. He better fucking get paid, like show me the money shit, right? And he had some fear around it. He doubled his prices. He just sent an email and a hard copy letter out to his customers. He did this in the off season when the cutting was done. So they prepared for it for the spring. I think we sent it in the early months of the year, just saying, hey, our rates have gone up. Here it is. You know, unless we hear from you, we'll be showing up to cut your grass again. Okay. And that recurring shit, guys, take a guess how many people left him out of the 100. Take a guess right now. Think of your number right now. Take a guess. Okay. Well, some of you are right. Some of you are wrong. 22 people left him. 22 out of 100. He went from $40 to $80. And the reason that they stayed with them ultimately was because they trusted him. His team did a great job. It was a great experience. They communicated well. So the price increase was not that big of a deal to them, and it was for 22. So what he did is he pruned 22 of his not ideal customers out of his business because he decided to be bold. He decided to do what was right. He didn't explain it. It was basically a letter, hey, our rates are going up this year, you know, blah, blah, blah. So guys, don't overthink this shit. Please don't overthink this. The value that you bring is worth you getting paid. The value that you bring and the risks that you take, okay, are worth you getting paid what you're worth. And only you determine what you're worth, by the way. You determine what you're worth. Your income is a direct indicator of your mindset. You guys rock. I got to roll. We'll see you next time.